From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, September 2nd. Coming up, some Midwestern states lack obvious tourism destinations, like a major city or national landmark. We'll learn how some states are getting creative with their tourism marketing in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois says they're working hard to keep abortion care legal in the state. Jennifer Welch spoke yesterday to a group of Chicago healthcare professionals. Araceli Gomez Aldana reports.
Welch displayed a map of the U.S. showing Illinois surrounded by states where abortion is now banned or restricted.
Illinois is this island, oasis, I say haven, in the Midwest for abortion care.
Speaking at the event sponsored by Community Health, Welch said the lack of abortion access is catastrophic.
Make no doubt about it, this is a healthcare crisis of monumental proportions, and it is just beginning in our country.
Welch says most of the patients Planned Parenthood of Illinois is treating are in-state, though patients from other states have more than doubled. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.
Illinois lawmakers working to pass gun laws say it will take some time before they reach a consensus. State Representative Bob Morgan, whose district includes Highland Park, is leading the group. He says they've been meeting with people from both sides of the gun debate, from gun violence victims to Second Amendment advocates. But Morgan says they all have one common goal, to prevent gun deaths in Illinois.
Within 3 days of the shooting in Highland Park, the state of Illinois lost more residents from gun violence and gun deaths than those lost their lives in the mass shooting in Highland Park within 3 days.
House Speaker Chris Welch convened the group a couple of weeks after the Highland Park mass shooting. The lawmakers hope to pass legislation during a potential special session or the fall veto session. The University of Illinois is under attack from one gubernatorial challenger for its number of out-of-state students. But as Harrison Malkin reports, one school official says it's more about the cost of admission.
Republican Darren Bailey wants the University of Illinois to require 90% of incoming first-year students to be from the state within 5 years. About 70% of last year's first-year class at the Urbana-Champaign campus came from Illinois. In a Facebook video, Bailey says it's too difficult for in-state students to enroll in the university.
Everywhere I go, I talk to students and parents who are frustrated because they can't get their children enrolled at the U of I. And just last night by press, I was asked, well, what's the answer? Because if we don't allow all these foreign students to come, U of I might start hurting financially.
However, U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler says, quote, last year we admitted a record number of in-state students. The biggest challenge we have regarding in-state enrollment is that admitted applicants often tell us they can't afford the cost. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
COVID-19 case numbers continued to climb on the University of Illinois Urbana campus at the start of the fall semester. U of I officials reported another 292 new COVID cases from testing conducted on Wednesday. That's down from a high of 388 cases from testing on Monday, but still among the highest from a single day of testing since the university rolled out saliva tests in the fall of 2020. The university has scaled back its COVID-19 testing operation to one testing site, the Illini Union. PCR saliva tests are still available at the Union weekdays from 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. U of I officials are asking people who are fully vaccinated to instead use take-home antigen tests available at several locations on campus. Faculty, staff, and students can pick up one test per day by showing their iCard. Still to come, we'll learn how some Midwestern states are getting creative with their tourism marketing. That story from Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert is coming up next on 217 Today.
Current estimates put more than 500,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, with a large portion being children. These people live in every state and territory and reflect the diversity of this country, but risk is often tied to multiple factors. Right now, our digital social justice learning space is focused on homelessness in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/socialjusticelearning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Labor Day weekend is the last chance for many people to squeeze in a summer vacation. Chicago, the Great Lakes, and Mount Rushmore attract visitors to the Midwest, but states without obvious destinations have to get more creative. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert explores how some states are promoting unexpected activities to lure in tourists.
It's a bright August day on the Elkhorn River in southeast Nebraska. People are getting ready for a very Nebraskan way of spending a summer Saturday. They're about to float down the river in livestock water tanks. They call it tanking. To get started, you push the tank into the river.
So these are cattle tanks.
Then, you and your friends climb onto patio chairs balanced inside the tank, which is about 8 feet across. It's hours of sunshine, river views, and beverages. Believe it or not, tanking is something Nebraska advertises to potential visitors. It goes hand in hand with its tourism slogan, Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone. Other states in the Midwest and Great Plains, like Iowa and Kansas, also lean on quirky treasures to counteract, well, attitudes of what there is to do in the heartland. The work is cut out for them. When Nebraska Tourism Director John Ricks surveyed folks on what they thought of the state, he said it got a bit rude.
They were almost like knee-jerk responses. No fun, flat and boring landscape, nothing to do, blah, 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 blah.
Iowa and Kansas have to combat similar beliefs, and those perceptions make it even more important to stand out above the typical stock images of friends laughing in a bar or trekking up a trail. Rick says those types of amenities are the baseline.
You gotta have those things. You don't see hotels advertising. I don't think they ever advertise this. I hope they never advertise this. Clean sheets. You gotta have that.
Beyond that, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska try to set themselves apart and appeal to travelers who want to explore and discover. Jessica O'Reilly is with Iowa's tourism office.
We're just trying to rise above the level of sameness that a lot of tourism spots are. They all start to kind of look the same. So we really wanted to find a way to break through that clutter.
Iowa advertises its showy state fair, which boasts the famous Butter Cow sculpture. The state also highlights its biking paths and the Field of Dreams baseball diamond. Kansas promotes working ranches that moonlight as bed and breakfasts and its endless sunflower fields. And don't forget about the brisket, says Kansas Tourism Director Bridget Job.
Our barbecue, it stands up to any other barbecue anywhere. And, you know, everybody has their favorite place. And we will fight for that. And I love that. It's one of those things that makes Kansas very special.
It's easier to market Midwestern destinations like Chicago or the Ozarks, which have instant recognition. But the tourism directors say, where's the fun in that? After all, when you spend years as the least likely state for people to visit like Nebraska did, you can only go up. And the directors say the offbeat marketing works to draw in visitors. Jessica O'Reilly in Iowa says once people start exploring the state, they're not talking about flyover country anymore.
Their eyes get opened and they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea there was all this stuff hiding right here and I just never knew about it. So that's our challenge, right, is to present Iowa in a new light.
Of course, the pandemic devastated tourism everywhere. But there's a real silver lining for states with wide open spaces that give people a chance to get off Zoom, get into nature, and stay away from large crowds. That's a perfect description of the Midwest, Kansas's Bridget Job says. And Midwesterners shouldn't be shy about it.
It's okay for us to tell others how wonderful we are. It's just not in our nature to do so. We know we're a great state. We just have never had that ability or that desire to proclaim that to the rest of the world. And we're trying to change that.
So take it from the marketers. Push through Midwest modesty to brag about wide open spaces and even unconventional things like tanking. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rumbert.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 83 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Araceli Gomez-Aldana, Mawa Iqbal, Harrison Malkin, and Elizabeth Rumbert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a great Labor Day weekend.